This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I got a good girl, but she killed herself in a Starbucks. Loves the USA and America too. She's a good girl, crazy about the pinch. Loves chipmunks and Blumenfeld too, yeah, yeah. It's been a long time since I had punani. There's something that I still could do, but these two Jews won't tell you to kiss her. No, these two Jews will break her heart, and I'm free ballin'. And I'm free ballin'.
Right before this episode, I clogged the toilet bad.
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that was like corn and leaves.
Why don't you just disgusting? Why don't you say who sang the song and introduce the guest instead of, you know, you're oversharing. Oh. It's TMI.
Yeah, yeah.
You're describing what was in your shit that you clogged the toilet
yeah.
with.
Yeah, it looked like someone threw fucking coleslaw into a pot of water. Dude,
That's way too leafy. That's so.
Yeah,
leafy.
It was leafy. It was a.
How
leafy
did it
green.
Clog the toilet if it's leafy?
I think it was the amount of toilet paper, I want to say.
All right, well.
I want to say, yeah.
Cool, yeah, you should definitely try to.
Even if this is true, maybe don't, like, share it at all during the podcast, but definitely not first thing. Because that's, like, it's rough on the ears, it's cacophonous.
Jeffrey James in the house.
Bad intro. Now I'm associated with leaf shits.
Yeah, and the song was a John Mayer.
Love it.
Version of a Tom Petty song performed by Akhil Gupta.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Akhil Gupta and the Bee.
That's right. I thought the least I could do is whisper bleat nothings into my computer microphone, waiting for that sweet junior developer dev position at HeadGum.
Oh.
So
we should forward it's a nice. Yeah, forward his resume along.
Well, no resume, just the song.
But send that to Andrew. Send that to Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
Jeff, you're a Mayer stan or just fan, would you say?
Stan. We stan Mayer. He's the best guitarist of our generation, in a way.
Wow. And then singer, too, or just mostly guitar?
I mean, he's a fine singer.
Interesting. So you're more of the technical. He's really, really good at playing the guitar, and he just happens to also be a good singer.
I don't think he's a good singer. I think he's just a great songwriter.
Interesting.
Yeah. He has a song called New Light, and it's like kind of a dance bop in a way. And one of the lyrics is pushing 40 in the friend zone. And it's because he's 40 and he doesn't have a bae.
Okay, so yeah, I'm sure he'd be like, don't like say that as an example of my songwriting. It's like when you're like, my friend's a really good comedian, tell that joke, how does it go? It's like and then you tell the joke poorly and the person's like, yeah, I guess that's fine.
Yeah. My friend's hilarious. He did a bit about a leafy shit that he took on his podcast.
That's not funny,
I actually work with Jake and Amir. They used to do those AM/PM commercials.
Yes, that's funny you bring that up.
Too much good stuff. Yeah, that's right.
Tumgus himself was supposed to be on this episode, but he backed out at the last minute, so we got Jeff. Tumgus, of course, being the Too Much Good Stuff AM/PM Masco thing that they were sort of.
This is funny, but can Amir do a bit about how much he likes the cookies and about how he didn't know 7-Eleven made cookies, but they're good?
What was the sponsored or branded deal where we were so over it by then that one of the things they asked us to do was for me to pour ketchup and mustard on my socks, and I said I wouldn't do it, and then the director then had to like do it himself because like he came up with it and he like poured ketchup and mustard on his white socks.
We didn't, and it's not even like we ruined the shoot by like not agreeing to it in like after we had seen it. Like it was like an alt on the day. He's like, oh yeah, will you destroy the socks that you showed up in, like wanted Amir to just like squirt ketchup and mustard on his socks. It was for Ford.
Yeah. Anyway, grab a Fiesta on your way out, everybody. Please. I'll pour fucking hot mustard down my pants for it. I want nothing more than for you guys to buy a Ford.
The torque on this F-250 is to die for. Now watch me put sauce in my clothes.
It's to die Ford. All right, one more time. Thank you to Akil for that John Mayer version of a Tom Petty song.
Very nice.
What's more famous, do you think? The Tom Petty version or John Mayer?
No way. The Petty song is the most... I mean, the Petty song is way more famous than the John Mayer version. I didn't even know John Mayer had a version.
And that's what I meant to say.
And I didn't even know Tom Petty had
a
version.
I meant to say.
You didn't know Free Fallin'?
What's that? I know the Mayer song, yeah.
Forget it. I do know the Mayer version. It's amazing. I love it. I think Mayer's an incredible singer. He's only fine at guitar.
Do you think do you think he had to pay Petty for that, or is it like
Petty's petty like that, so I think that he would often ask for cash.
Do you think he paid
it definitely
at, like,
wasn't Penny
using
or Petty cash?
Petty cash? Yeah, did he use Petty cash to pay Petty?
Yeah. 11 loose dollars for the rights to the song.
11? Just make it a hard 10. I'll do 20. Just don't make it 11.
I have 38 cents, too. Hold on.
Yeah, because Mayer only had $11 on that day.
Yeah.
Do you think Mayer and Petty ever got dinner at Petty Cash? Taqueria on Melrose?
Yes. I think Jake and I got dinner at Petty Cash once downtown, though.
Yeah, we did. I also got some in West Hollywood, too. Petty Cash is a great restaurant. Love that spot.
They all closed down recently.
Did they?
Yeah.
Damn.
They had a viral meningitis scare, which you rarely hear about. And it hopped from restaurant to restaurant, which is
from the West Hollywood one to the downtown one?
Yeah, I guess somebody did like a...
That's interesting. Dude, wasn't it you? You ate... I remember you ate at both of them really close to the one in West Hollywood closing.
Yeah, but this was right before I got sick. It was a different situation.
Right.
But you still might have not been showing symptoms.
Yeah. Oh, that was the day where I got bit by that raccoon on the way to lunch. And then we ended up having dinner at the downtown one.
I remember it was such a weird thing. You kept calling it your Amir's tour to corn. And it was going to be like all corn tortillas, West Hollywood, and then downtown.
Yeah, and then I spent the next, I want to say, a week in a coma.
I want to say.
Yeah, because like by the time I came to, I said, have I been in a corona? No, it was a medically induced viral meningitis.
The raccoon was operating on you.
I was almost patient zero for a different type of even worse disease than coronavirus. That was the most random.
Have I been in a corona? You're in a serious medical condition right now. You need to be watched.
All right, this is If I Were You, an advice show. We had a bonus Thursday episode this week. We had an episode last week, and this is our third episode this week. Jake and I, running on fumes, decided to bring in the pinch hitter, the fucking closer. Here comes Jeff, who's going to straight up take over
take
for the
next reins.
Half hour.
I'm going to check out.
What do you mean?
I'm checking out.
I want it to be like a solo shit.
Let's have Jeff host. Jeff, you host.
Yes.
And we'll.
That's
I'm not,
what I'm saying.
I'm not going to give you a lot here.
That's okay. what I'm worried
I'm not,
about.
I'm
yeah.
not going to stay. I just wanted to intro Jeff and kind of like an MC and then peace out.
So cool. Amir's going to leave and then Jake's just kind of going to sit there stone-faced reading other shit.
Yeah. And then you got
Jake's
like,
gone.
Let's say.
He left.
I'll give you 40 to wax and then we'll come back and we'll do like whatever you want. Have
you
at it,
man. Wax on your own. You have to, it's like coming up with stuff together.
That's
it's groupthink.
That's good. Yeah. Keep going. That's good.
Yeah, I just wanted to come back real quick and just Jeff, like if you... Just wax on fucking...
That's what. Yeah, that's the note I gave him to.
I don't even care.
It could be about anything.
You don't know or you don't care?
He's out again. But I'll watch and I'll sort of give you... Pretend like you're doing improv stand-up or something and we're like two hecklers.
Improv is always with other people, famously on a team.
That's good.
It's not
funny. I'll throw out a word. Sawdust.
Sawdust? Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're doing a DIY project, you're not listening if you're laughing already because there was
good.
No joke
What's
said.
Yeah, let's do stuff about the DIY project. All right, I'm out.
Jake's back.
I'm out.
Yeah. You said you were going to give me a lot and you're interrupting me.
The DIY projects, I love it.
Yeah, there's often sawdust if you do a DIY project.
Yep.
Again, not a joke. You told
me
to wax.
Let me know when you get there.
Let me know when you get there.
Let me know when you get to the punchline. I love this so far. Jake's still gone.
He's still gone. The photo that replaces him when he like logs off is such joy, and then when he clicks back on, he's so pissed.
Yeah, sorry. I feel like we deviated from the sawdust stuff, so let's try to stay on game. All right.
Staying on course for the sawdust is not going to be good content. Yeah, the sawdust is dust when you're cutting into wood when doing a home project.
That's true.
That's true. I guess that's, you think so?
It's kind of a double entendre in that
Not
regard.
At all. Not at all. It's a single entendre.
I love that. All right, that was good. How long was that?
That was three minutes, and it was insufferable.
Yeah. All right, let's do the questions then, for sure. I thought we could... vamp, as it were. Jake, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm back. I took a quick power nap, a cat nap, as it were.
We might have to do the questions still.
The show, yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to do the questions. We might have to do the show.
Okay. Yeah, might have to.
If we do the show, I think that Jeff kind of. Sorry, is that your dog barking?
I'm antagonizing him with my feet.
It's really unprofessional.
This is the worst episode you guys have ever done.
It's probably not picking up. I think
you've
cornered
me into waxing about sawdust and DIY home improvement.
Can you guys hear
projects.
That even?
Yes, it's fucking blinding. Yeah,
definitely.
Right. I'm gonna let him out. If you can hear it, by the way,
we can hear it. So let him out.
You can't hear it. There was a dog barking, but I'll let
There's no way they didn't hear it.
They absolutely
heard it. You guys vamp about like, I want to say like sawdust or something.
That's fun. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
We already have. I feel like we've exhausted how much we can talk about fucking sawdust. Not a joke. Again, not a joke.
That's good.
It's not. It's nothing. It's such nothing.
I might have to take him on a walk, but are you guys
good? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think we're fine. Jeff's kind of waxing... dust.
I'm
Jake,
floundering.
He's dusting philosophical.
Let's do that call now, Jake, and then Jeff will.
What call?
He'll keep it rolling. I'll do the walk, and then Jake will join me on a call.
Yeah,
and then it'll sort of be you.
We're calling
it's not even
undecided.
Your podcast
we're calling undecided
point.
Voters in Pennsylvania.
That's great.
Trying to convince
That's
them
great.
To vote
Don't
for our
do it
guy,
during
Trump
the podcast
and Pence.
Record.
So just making sure that Trump
I saw
gets
a...
the that W on the day.
He needs to carry Pennsylvania, and he's down pretty big in a few fake polls. But we're going to call some independents and
in a few what?
Steer them in the right. In a few fake polls, he's down 11. But we're going to
they're real polls.
Them.
They're like Reuters and like Fox News was... has him down 13. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say a lot of really nasty fake polls have him down 11. Yeah. One of them has him down 17 nationally.
That's
it's such a nasty poll.
The real polls. Have you seen like the KC 101 poll?
I've seen
from,
a
like,
few
New
real
Jersey.
Ones.
Like,
I've seen like, a few new, real ones, and
a
it's couple. Close.
That's a local call-in
like,
therapy
a local
talk show.
Radio station had a Twitter poll where you could vote.
So it's
and
not.
He was running away with it.
Yeah, he definitely. I think it was like freaking. Yeah, it was like
and the boats.
And the what?
If you just think about the boats, like
the boats.
He has like thousands of boats. Which should be enough to carry him in some of these smallish states, non-fake wise. So Jake and I are going to head out and do that. You can sort of...
Phone banking for Trump is insane.
you look like you're pissed at us.
I'm obviously pissed. You put me on the spot for the past 15 minutes. Ever since free falling ended, all we've talked about are leaf shits. Phone banking for a Nazi and me waxing sawdust.
Yeah, when you say it like back to back like that, it sounds like a funny episode, but like I bet like
all
a
time
lot of people
it
might
hasn't
not
been.
That. What's that?
It hasn't been.
It's never been.
All right.
I saw a
funny
tweet that said that Mike Pence's name was short for mechanical pencil.
That's good.
That might actually hurt our boy, though, so we might have to phone him for that. Because a lot of people think that's real news, and it's not.
Yeah.
Anytime something goes bad politically for them, you panic phone bank.
I don't want anything that could hurt Pence's reputation as like a hot zaddy. You know, like
don't worry about
Republicans.
Don't worry about that.
Women, Silver suburban Fox. Women look at him and they're like, "I want to have that fly in me."
Pretty sure that, women, 69% of women said that.
But he's
lost
also like wide. He's low key wide.
He's got that girth.
He's Jim Crow thick.
I feel like he could fucking grind well if necessary. Imagine Pence at like a grimy ass clerk.
A clerk?
I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. He won't even have dinner with a woman without his wife there. You think he's grinding in a clerk?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. All right, we have a question from a 21-year-old Canadian dude. What can we possibly call him?
Let's go, Little Jaundice.
That's your rapper name, by the way.
Hey, it's me, Little Jaundice.
Yeah, it's like a baby with yellow skin.
I'm spinning yellow.
Rapping. Like the Ooga Chaka Ally McBeal baby. Me and my girlfriend of 4 years broke up a month ago, semi-mutually. And of course, after
semi-mutually.
We came to an agreement that she came to.
That's why. That's where she breaks up with me and I don't beg her to stay.
No, it's not even that. It's one person wanted to break up, so it's half mutual. One of the two people wanted out. And of course, after the first mourning period, I hopped on dating apps. I met a girl on Bumble and things were going fine. I am not looking for anything serious for obvious reasons, but I think I always give the wrong idea. This girl is texting me back and forth at 3 a.m. every night and she responds super quick, and I realized today she deleted her Bumble. I feel like I'm leading her on, but I don't know how to stop. Any advice would be awesome. Thanks.
The train is picking up steam. I can't even hit the brakes. They're jammed. We're heading straight for the Polar Express. I can't.
They haven't even met.
What's that?
They haven't met yet. They haven't met a lot.
Okay.
But she deleted the app.
Are you sure they haven't met?
It says, this girl is texting me back and forth at 3 a.m. every night, and I realized today she deleted her Bumble.
But how did he realize? Like, how does he
know? Because he went on Bumble, and it's like, I don't have four matches.
How do you know that they didn't
three.
Meet? How do you know they didn't meet?
Because he didn't mention that. I met a girl on Bumble, and things were going fine. The girl has been texting me back and forth at 3 a.m., and she responds quick, and I realized today she deleted her Bumble. That's that.
That's
mattress,
the tweet.
Man.
That's it.
That's it. That's
crazy.
Tweet.
That's crazy.
I feel like... it's kind of hubristic to assume that she deleted it just because she thinks that they're dating. Like, right. There could be so many reasons. Like, I'm on Hinge, but I'm not on Thrinder anymore.
So on it's Thrinder? Like Thrinder.
I've offered both of you guys to be your third. You either ignore the question or you say
wedding,
it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, at my wedding you came up to me and said that.
It was a speech, which I thought was kind of nice. Yeah. It was a toast to everyone's health, in good health and in good conscience. And I said, Jack and Jill, you know, you can always climb this beanstalk if you need it. Then I winked and dropped my champagne flute.
Then you quickly said the Hebrew blessing over the wine. Pre Hagafen.
Yeah, and then when everyone kind of booed me off stage, I started getting a little too drunk. Open bar, of course, classy move. Thanks, Jake. And then when you were being hoisted in the chair, I was like, "Let me in on that." I was like climbing over people to get on your lap. Right.
You pulled from the top of like the back of my chair, tipping me backwards. I cracked my skull on the dance floor. It's like you were hanging on a rim that bent.
Yeah, it was a carnival game in a way, like where you kind of try and sink somebody. But for you, I was, you know, trying to get you down to the floor. I was on Thrinder.
Right. We're talking about this guy.
I'm saying just because she deleted Bumble doesn't mean she doesn't have skin in the game. Because when you have skin in the game, you stay in the game. But you don't get a win unless you're on Thrinder, man. I think she didn't just delete it because of him. He needs to calm down.
That's very, very possible. I would agree with that. Especially if they didn't meet, then she definitely didn't delete it because of him.
Yeah.
What if they had a tweet up?
That, like, you mean where they tweet a location and a bunch of people go and show up at the same time as them?
In a way.
Tweet up. What do you mean, in a way? That's what it is. Are you saying, what if they had an event?
What's that? Sorry, I'm thinking about something.
I'm recapping what you said. You're already thinking about something else?
You can't. It's not a valid excuse.
What did you say? I was with a football. So, like, you can't really dribble because it's kind of like an oblong, almost like a rugby ball, but you're still trying to get the ball in the hoop. You know what I mean? Actually, scratch that.
Yeah.
Here's an idea for an app.
This is him texting her on Bumble. That's why she deleted Bumble.
What if I wanted to switch houses with someone legally? Who says no? Even if it's semi-mutual.
Yeah, semi-mutual means like, it was 50-50.
Yeah,
fine.
As long as one party agrees to it, that's good.
The initial morning period was 9 a.m. to noon.
Maybe people aren't meeting up on dating apps, though. Are people doing like Zoom first dates, Jeff?
Jeff's single.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm not doing like the virtual dates. I think that's kind of crazy.
Have you met up with anybody since coronavirus? Like met up with someone you met in an app since COVID?
No. I have.
So you're on you're on the apps, you're swiping, do you match and then you just chat and that's it? You never do a virtual date?
Yeah, it's sort of a confidence boost thing on both sides because I'm like, I talk a big game in a way and then I overpromise, underdeliver.
Right. What do you mean by overpromise? Do you like...
Like picnics, socially distanced dates in the park
and then you don't
just
show
don't
up.
Show up.
Right. So that's...
Well, yeah. I mean, when you say it like that, it makes me seem some type of way. But no, it's more like I like to make people special by thinking that I'm planning this like... this feast, really, it's kind of like it's a meeting of the minds in Elysian Park and a meeting of the Rhines because I'm going to bring watermelon, I'm going to bring cantaloupe.
You say you're planning like a feast, like a Thanksgiving-style feast, like
you're
cooking.
Various aiolis. Sorry, let me finish.
You're bringing melon and mayonnaise.
I don't think you should
want to.
You shouldn't want to finish. You should let me interrupt you. You should encourage that.
Egg-based pastes. Truffle aioli or otherwise, and then like you said, melons.
So someone's showing up imagining that they're gonna have like a cantaloupe and a fucking garlic ranch sauce, and
well, they're also showing up imagining that there's gonna be a canter, you dope, because I promised that there would be kind of a singer there,
a cantaloupe and a canter, you dope.
Like a Jewish clergyman.
Sure. I've stood up 7 people in the last calendar year.
Before Corona, too.
That was before Corona. Also, before I was single, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been blackballed from Hinge, right?
Blackballed from Hinge, yeah. Blackballed in the industry. I don't know. He just got out of a 4-year relationship. I just got out of a 3-year relationship. So, he shouldn't. I would say he should not be on the apps if he's. I don't know. There's like a threshold where you know, like when you get someone's number, that's the threshold of like, oh, we're actually starting to talk. So, if he's not ready to date somebody, he shouldn't get the number. Just keep it on the dating apps.
Interesting. Okay. I think I might download one of the dating apps just for fun. Just to meet people. You should tell your wife that.
Well, no, let's hear him out.
If you want to actually do it. I know what he wants to do.
No, I just want to know what his end goal is. I want to know what his end goal is. It seems innocent so far.
I just want to meet new friends to swipe to get that like... To get that, like, you know, the endorphin dump of like, oh, this person finds me attractive. Maybe we meet up. Maybe we get a drink. There's like
meeting up is hooking up
or whatever. I think you can meet up. I think as long as there's nothing physical.
There's nothing.
He's saying hooking up.
We wouldn't.
Oh, well, that could be. I mean, it's not hooking up. If it's meaningless.
If it's meaning. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it doesn't really mean anything, we hook up. And then, like, if you fall for the person, then you're like,
Amir, bring Avital in here. Bring Avital in here.
I don't want to even poison this in her mind. I don't think you should.
Luke.
Go get Avital, boy. Go get Avital, Luke.
He was maced by the mailman. You should definitely tell your wife that.
Wait, Amir, did you actually get a cat?
No, I didn't get a cat.
All right. Then what's that in the corner?
In the last... Oh, that? That's a skunk. I got a pet skunk.
You got a potbelly pig, right?
Oh, I wish.
And a sub from Potbelly. Danny Sellers style. Shout out Danny Sellers?
No, we have to take a break. We have to thank some sponsors.
Shout out Danny Sellers.
Have you guys done the ad reads yet?
No, that's going to happen right now.
Do you want to do the ad? Can I do the ad reads with you guys?
Okay.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias.
Very good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew-speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti Ivrit Babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going
to
get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled babbel.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-N-M-S.
You are illiterate in English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will go to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, babbel.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking
online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. And we're back. Jeff, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson in the fight. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. It's time to make your house your home. Pick up the phone. I'm coming home. Coming home. Tell Luke I'm coming home. Decorate your room. Like, it's all about making a house a home. So that when you come home, it feels like, sorry, let me finish, that it feels like a pied-à-terre, like a place that you can kind of breathe easy. So what I did was I hung my guitars, put up some string lights, some art, etc. I hung this quilt.
You see, somebody posted that your first unsolicited advice was that the year 2020 was going to launch a new age, a jazz age, a renaissance, when you were first on the show. Do you remember that?
Okay, first of all, I did not say 2020. I said the 2020s, all right? What people have to understand is that this is the beginning of a 10-year decade, right? Obviously.
Yeah, and what a terrible start.
But that's actually terrible. That's why the 20s were roaring, because there was a world war. And
there was a world war and the Spanish flu, 1918. Yeah. So they came off a global pandemic. Yeah. Shit was bad. And then they were like, it's better now. Let's fucking go off on them. And like, just think of how hard people are going to party, how much happier and loose everyone's going to be when the vaccine comes out and the strip test comes out. It starts to fizzle out, let's say, this time next year. That's the beginning of 2021. You can't say, or that's the end of 2021. You can't say that that's not the beginning of the decade. Yeah, you can't say that by 2024, we're not going to be having Gatsby parties. There's going to be flapper chicks and flappy dicks.
And flapjacks at a buffet on the
I think it only feeds into my prediction that it's going to be another roaring 20s, because people are going to be like so want for a good time, really. I'm getting excited just thinking about it, you know? Like,
you're wearing a hazmat suit.
Yeah. And all right, and then also hang up a quilt.
And then maybe, fucking...
What's that?
Decorate. Things on the walls that kind of warm up the space.
Yeah. And then where'd you get the quilt behind? Is that always up, or is that like a I'm recording situation?
I put these little hooks on into the wall, and then I drilled a hole into the fucking quilt so I can slip it on and off as I please. But it kind of closes off the space. It's good for audio reasons. And on Zoom, it's better than looking at my depressing basement.
That's cool. Your basement's not depressing, though. Let me see that thing.
No, it's great. I just like making fun.
Oh, there's a family of possums eating a newspaper on your bed. What is that?
Very
is that
nice
a futon?
With the gallery wall. I love it.
Yeah, you really can't see.
Is that a rattan chair?
It's a Seska knockoff.
Yes, I have them as well. What did you get it from? ScandinavianDesign.com.
I did. Somebody on the Discord asked you. They added you, and they were like, "Oh, like is the Seska chair worth it?" And I was like, "Don't pay hundreds of dollars. Just get the bent from Scandinavian Designs."
That's exactly what I have. I've got four of them. I did not buy the real thing, and you never buy the real thing. No.
How much better could it be? I feel like they don't use better materials.
And I like how much time do I spend sitting at my kitchen table? You know, I have dinner there and that's it. That's like 30 minutes a day max.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Two poor losers. I'm looking at two poor losers.
Excuse me?
Talking about saving money off buying knockoff furniture. That's embarrassing. I have an Ames toilet from 1941 and I can't even sit on it because people's assholes were so small back then. But it's the real deal.
Wait.
And when you come over,
hold on. Someone gave you a weird toilet, I think. Ames,
you're shitting in an Ames lounge chair.
They did not make a toilet. And no one's anuses were smaller in the 40s than they are now. Okay. And what kind of toilet has such a small hole?
It's a thin ottoman.
It's supposed to be a...
Yeah.
You're shitting into an ottoman. How much did you spend on this? And I don't think it's a toilet. I think it's a chair or a stool that you have in your bathroom. How much did you spend on it?
It's a stool for my stools. Yeah, it was $9,000 because it's authentic. Ames himself had Giardia on it and almost killed himself on that toilet. And I got it from a guy who was selling it door to door of all places.
So how do you know? Was it authenticated? Usually when you buy it...
Because a crazy person came to my door and sold me a stool toilet for 10 grand. That's how I know.
You said it was 9 at first.
I tipped him.
You tipped him 10% on a consignment deal?
For having it delivered to my anus.
It's not a freight delivery. It's a fraught delivery.
It was a great delivery. And guess what I also got from it?
What?
I rubbed his feet. Because they were blistered. And bloody.
Did he have shoes?
He did not. Because he said no one's crazy enough to take him up on this offer of an anus toilet before I sent him into my home and used a loincloth on his wearied, traveled heels.
So you washed his feet, gave him $10,000.
And sent his ass on his way.
Shat on a stool.
Is it in good condition? Is it, like, what's... You know, like, is the leather nice? I assume it's leather.
It's not leather. It's not leather.
It's cloth?
It's straw.
Fabric? It's what?
It's straw.
As in, every time I take a shit, it looks like I'm pushing brown Play-Doh through a fucking pencil sharpener. What?
Sorry, it's not, I really hope that it's not this, but it's not that hay barrel, right? Hay bale in the background?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the... It's the bale of hay. As in, hey, can I give you another 10 grand for delivery?
You gave him $1,000 for delivery. That was the tip.
I gave him $1,000 as a tip. I gave him 10 grand for the toilet and 11 for delivery. And enough already, you two poor losers. I have fucking salmonella talking to you.
Unrelated. It's unrelated. It's not because you're talking to us.
You have salmonella individually.
My oven stopped working.
You didn't turn it on.
I didn't have to.
You did. That's why you have the salmonella.
All right.
You don't bake chicken by putting it in a cold box.
My grandfather always said that.
You're on a pork-only diet.
Can I read you another question?
Sure.
Sure.
Or do you guys just want to talk about furniture all day?
You don't have furniture. You shit into a pile of hay.
This is a lady who says, I agreed to a road trip I don't want to take.
Uh-oh.
Womp womp. Jeff, do you have a fake woman's name? Who's the last girl you kissed, first and last name?
I can't say her first and last name.
Well, fine, her middle and last name, and then her phone number can be like the no, way you sign it off.
Can be. It's not a part of... It's. Let's just go fucking...
No, it has to be the last lady you kissed on the mouth. And then what's her first name and last and her Twitter handle? Is she verified?
She's not verified. I'm not on Raya. We talked about this. Still trying to get that friend pass.
Yeah, sorry,
both
buddy.
You guys had that end ass. You found it was the end all be all on Raya.
All right, just the lady's name.
The lady's name?
Just the lady's name.
Lisa Hemsworth. I smooched a Hemsworth sister.
That's awesome. Hey, boys, maybe you can help me out of my sticky situation. I've always wanted to take a big cross-country trip, and I brought this up to a friend who has not dropped the idea since I told her. She basically hounded me for weeks, and when I was going to leave, hounded me for weeks, asking when I was going to leave, and saying that we needed to just do it. I eventually gave in and agreed to go with her. The only issue is everything. I wanted to go west, but obviously we can't because of the fires. We're now going east, which isn't a big problem, except we're in a pandemic and I don't want to travel right now, period. My friend insists we'll be safe and keeps saying that this is her last chance since she's participating in a medical study for 3 years. I only agreed because I felt pressure, and the worst part is we leave in 5 days.
Oh, no.
Help. Help me make an excuse to get out of this trip and stay the hell home.
Dude, you gotta do this cross-continental shit with me. You know I'm doing that weird experimental off-grid experiment.
Yeah,
I might die from a serum.
So you want to start, we're in Ohio, and you want to drive into Pennsylvania. That's not a cross-country road trip.
Let's get out of the Western Reserve, man. And into some strange... territory.
This person is. This person wrote this 10 days ago, so there's a chance that they're already on.
Why do you do this? If you're gonna do, you got to take the question before she leaves.
Sorry, we got it recently, yeah, and we had to answer other more pressing questions first. And this person's either on a road trip.
Write her back, and I would like a follow up pup in the next week or so. But look, I think also that like sometimes you just there's an anxiety that like. That comes along with traveling, but once you break through, you'll probably have a good time. If she's on the road trip, I bet she's having a good time.
Yeah, sometimes the more spontaneous things that you do in life that you didn't want to do end up being the best times.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you had the excuse. I don't think there was anything we could have told you. Like, the pandemic and the fires, like, there wasn't there's not a better one.
She had every out.
We could not have come up with an excuse that was like, oh shit, if only they had answered this question 5 days ago, I could have got out. Like, say I don't want to travel because there's a fucking deadly virus going around and we could catch it anywhere. Solid enough.
Plus, your medical experiment might be compromised. Talking about impromptu road trips, I remember in college once, there was a bunch of people, including myself, my friends, Jeff's gone, getting drunk at a party at like midnight. Mm. And then they're like, let's go to fucking Reno. It's like a little Las Vegas that's 3 hours east of Berkeley. And I'm like, no, it's like 4 hours away. By the time we get there, nobody's going to be happy. It's going to be like sunrise. And they're like, no, you have to drive us, because I was not drinking. He's like, you have to drive us if it's 180 miles or under. I'm like, sure. It's like 250 miles. So I'll drive you if it's 180 miles or under. And it was like, we looked it up and it was like 174 miles. So they like erupted in joy, like, you got to take us. So I put everyone in the car and started driving towards Reno. And indeed, I think Cohen was in the car. I had to pull over a few times to puke. By the time we get there, it's like snowing and like 6 in the morning. And it's like, and dead, like Sunday morning, dead completely, 6 a.m. We go to like a buffet for like $4 steak and eggs. Nobody's having fun anymore. Over at this point. So the impromptu road trip ended in a terrible time. But then, you know, it ended up being a funny story. But while you're on it, it wasn't great to be there.
Yeah. Right. I had a similar experience in college, but it wasn't an exciting like proposal, like let's go to Vegas or let's go to Reno. It was
let's go to Del Taco.
Should we go to Chapman right now?
Chapman University in Orange County.
Yeah, to visit Eagle. Yeah, so it was me and George Saba and a couple friends. We were drunk on a Thursday, and nobody was sober, so we didn't drive, thankfully. But we were like, we should just go like surprise Eagle.
And, what?
yeah,
just and didn't have 45 miles. Yeah, southeast.
A 35-minute drive at the time.
What a bad surprise that would have been, too. Like, hey, four drunk people at your door.
What?
Oh, I just remembered a funnier part, a surprise-related thing of my story, is that on the way to Reno, we surprised our friend who was living in UC Davis, or in Davis at the time, Josh Heller, some of you may know. And we barged into his apartment because it was like, you know, 2:45 in the morning and jumped on him while he was asleep, except we didn't know that he switched rooms with one of his roommates. So we actually jumped on the bed of a sleeping stranger to us. And we're like, Heller, Heller, yeah. And he's like, yeah, Josh now lives upstairs. We're like, oh, sorry about that. This would not have flown in 2020, but like in 2000, I don't know, four, it was very silly at the time.
Insane.
Jumping on a stranger's bed. Imagine being woken up at 3 a.m. by seven guys yelling Heller.
Traumatizing.
Heller in a handbasket.
How was Eagle that night?
Eagle was pissed. Yeah, he was about to kind of make good with the love of his life in a way. And he was trying to, they got in this argument earlier in the night that it was like, oh, like you don't take things seriously. Like your friends are childish.
You didn't tell him you were coming?
I didn't because I didn't know that was happening, right? So I thought that he would be solo dolo on the day. And he was with a lass and it was the last straw.
Yeah. Alas.
Yeah. Okay.
And alas.
I guess for this lady, if it's too late, sorry about that, but not. You can just use Corona. As
you're having the time
excuse.
Of your life,
right? Enjoy it. I think it's going to be. It's a great time to go on a road trip.
Make the best of it.
Yeah.
I emailed her, so maybe we can get an update from the road, or at the very least from her house because she didn't go.
Yeah.
Let's go rapid fire 9 more emails.
No, we don't have enough.
Emails would take a while.
Let's do three more emails.
We have to record another podcast right now. We have to record the HeadGum podcast.
Let's do it fast.
Right now. No, we don't have time. We have to fucking record another podcast. We can't do three more emails. We can't do nine.
Let's do one more email fast.
No. I don't want to do one more email fast.
Here, let me just pull up one of the emails that I sent recently.
Sure.
All right, this is to, yeah.
This is to Marty. Fuck you. Why can't I have a raise? What the hell do you do at the company that's so goddamn important?
This is Emily Ass, one of the people I follow on OnlyFans. Hey, what's up? Do you do custom videos? I would love if you could sort of help me, instruct me how to J-O on a video.
Sad.
And then I'll film me, and then I'll send you the video of me kind of figuring it out. I haven't been able to do it yet.
All right, we got it.
I will figure it out with your help.
We got it. That's enough.
I want to be able to finish completion, and I don't know how.
That's enough. Stop this.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For more of this, tune into the HeadGum podcast, Jeffrey's other show.
Yeah, this is a nice warm-up.
Anything to promote? What do you got going on? What's on the burner?
Riley and I, when is this going up? On Monday?
I know, this is just a practice. I'm just testing out my new microphone.
Did this go, this going up on Monday?
No, I was saying this is just a practice run. I'm just trying
to
see.
So you're not recording?
The new, yeah, we're not recording this one.
Then there's no reason to plug, but I guess I'll figure it out.
I didn't
how to practice
my audio.
Say it.
I'm not recording.
No matter when this is, Riley and I's Patreon will be live.
Whoa.
Riley and Spawn, myself, not sure the overlap of your guys' audience and our audience, but...
100%.
Well, yeah, I guess so. 100% of our audience is in your audience. It's 30% of your audience.
Yeah.
We are doing monthly sketches, song parodies, and live streams, as well as, I guess, yeah, that's it.
That's a lot,
but
though.
It's only $3.99 a month.
$3.99.
Help out your boys. We're also doing. We have a Patreon exclusive hoodie. We have. Oh, and if you sign up for the higher tier, we will do one cameo style shout out video per month.
Wow. Don't overpromise. You want to make sure that you can deliver everything.
I it's possible. Oh, we also have old review ad reads because people love those, and that was the one thing that we cleared with your guys' asses. So I hope I'm not.
I didn't sign off on any of this. I didn't sign off on any of this shit.
Even the sketch you're pissed about?
I'm pissed that I'm pissed that you guys have a review podcast. When since when did
you
that
gave
happen?
It to us? You pitched it to us.
Okay.
It's been a
we
year
hired
and a half.
Them. Okay. Yeah. We hired them to host.
You sign off on my payroll.
I just don't know if they should have a their own podcast show.
That's a big that's show? A big conversation we should have had years ago then.
You're doing mental math. And mental gymnastics.
I can see him slacking Claire. This is crazy. He's actively trying to put the kibosh on
We've name dropped so many different people at the company this podcast.
Yeah, Cohen, Heller, Claire. Oh, and listen to Review Review on the HeadGum Network. It's Riley Anspaugh and I do improv based off Yelp reviews. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't heard it at all, Good In is the episode you guys did. Airport Lounges, one of my favorite episodes. We also have episodes with Jeff Probst, host of Survivor, John Gabris, podcast favorite, Ryan Gall himself.
Wow. The Gall of it all.
And more. So
wait,
check
what's
that
the
out.
Patreon URL?
Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff, which will force people to learn how to spell both of our names. But it's RiLlyAndGeoff.
All right,
Riley
cool.
and Jeff.
Yeah.
They're starting to trim giant trees right outside my house. So this is a perfect time to thank you guys and get the hell out of here. The
get
opening
the
theme
out
song
of here.
Yeah, was that John Mayer parody, which was great. And this closing Beautiful. One is a Teenage Dirtbag parody.
Yes.
OG fan from 2007. Shout out to Fran B. So thank you, Fran. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks to you guys
I'm
for listening.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. And cool. we'll be back next week. Next week. Yeah, on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Boyfriend's a dick, and I don't know what to do. Yeah, he's just a prick. Maybe I'll write in too if I were you with Jake and Amir. Maybe they'll give some advice, or maybe they'll put me on blast for writing in twice. If I were you, the podcast show. If I were you, the podcast show. With Jake and Amir, they're two coy bros. Starts now. Ooh.
That was a HeadGum Original.